Well, good morning, boys and girls. Or sorry, let me be correct. Good afternoon, boys and girls. Okay, in my church, just to correct Jonathan, I'm not Newton Brayley, by the way. Strontown's in East Belfast. You better not let Freddie McLaughlin hear that. It's a joy to be here today, but in my Sunday school, from the moment a child's born, I'm responsible for that child right up to P4. And some of them are too small, so they can't say good morning, Mr. Carson, so they just say good morning, Mr. C. So if I say that to you, do I get a rapport back from you? Because some of the girls already rehearsed this. So good afternoon, boys and girls.
Good afternoon, Mr. C.
Good afternoon, adults.
Good afternoon, Mr.
As Henry VIII said to his six wives, I won't keep you too long. It's a joy to be here. So I wonder, boys and girls, if you know what this word is here. Yes, there's a boy down there. Gift, that's what. Can you think of any other word that's the same word as gift? Yes? A present, yes. And any idea when you like to give, when you give presents? For instance, I wonder when you think you might give this type of present here. Anybody, any idea? Yes? How did you know it was Christmas time?
Or give the answer away,
because... Very clever people in... I was going to say Strontown. Very clever people here in Lisburn. Okay. I've got some gifts to give away today. What do you see this? What do you see this now? One, two, three. I had four somewhere anyway. I don't know where they are, but there's another one kicking around in here somewhere now. I don't know where it is, but there it is here. Okay, four gifts to give away. So who wants them? Boys and girls, you'll not believe this, but not one adult hand went up there. So who wants them? Okay, I. Which one shall we give away first, right? Which one do you think? Shout out what you think. The what? The land bar?
Yes.
Who wants the land bar then? Right, okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. It's very difficult to give one gift to everybody, isn't it? Give it to you? Split it in half? That's a good idea, isn't it? But I thought we'd have a wee competition. You think so? And see who wins it? Okay, I think we're very good. Anybody, any idea how good they are at working with one of these things here? Anybody know what it is?
A yo-yo.
A yo-yo. I used to eat those yo-yos. Oh, not those ones. The ones with paper on them, you know. I'll take you back, adults. Do you remember your days when you used to do these? And some of them still do. So who would like to have a competition to see who could get a yo-yo? Right, okay. See that boy there? Yes, we're Hannah. Come on out. Come on up and see how well you go. Now, see what I'm going to do? The teachers in the front seat are going to judge this competition, okay? So the three of you is right. Okay, what's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, let's see how good you are at a yo-yo. Right, that's good. Right, who else wants to? What about a girl this time? Right, there's a girl there. Yes, come on up. Come on up. There, here's another one, right? Okay, let's see how good you are at a yo-yo. Here's a good yo-yo there, right? Let's see how good you are. Come on, you have to keep practicing. Okay? That's not hard. It's very easy if you know how. Anybody else like to have a go at a yo-yo? Right. Okay, there's a boy there. Come on, have a go at a yo-yo. Let's see. Now, you have to keep going and see how good you are. Right, so it's... Okay. Right. I'll tell you what, boys and girls, what teacher would you like to come out and see how well they are doing? You shout out the name of a teacher. No, we'll not have Jackie. No, we'll have somebody else than Jackie. Okay. Yes, who have? Richard, where's Richard? Where's Richard? Is Richard a teacher here? Come on out, Richard. Let's see how good you are. There you are, Richard. And you thought that was a hamburger, didn't you? So, in order to get this prize here, we'll have a wee competition and see how well you go, okay? Now, you have to stand out in line there. What? Now, you have to wind it up first. You don't know how to wind it up? Oh, dear. It's like a spring. Here we go. Right, now, you ready? You ready to go? Right, after two, three. You have to go up and down, let's see. And if you can do any wee fancy things. So, let's see you go. Right, okay. You have to beat the teacher. Hurry up now. Come on, go. Right. Let's see how good you are. No? Very good now. Right, have the judges made up their mind yet?
Yes.
Yeah, the judges have made up their mind. So judges, who's going to get the land bar? Who? Chloe? Is Chloe the best, is she? Right, so Chloe, somebody said, is you Chloe? Oh, well, you get it, okay. All right. Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's right, he drops it and breaks it. That's okay. No, you can't take it home with you.
I'd be walking the dog and have a twig.
Yes, okay, you can. Yeah. Okay. I thought smashing, you know, I think gifts are wonderful things, aren't they? So who wants a second one? We've got a Twix, or as somebody said, a twin bar. I tell you what, you have to be very good to get this one, right? So do you think, put your hand up if you think you're very good. Put your hands up if you think you're very clever. Put your hands up if you worked very hard to get the choir to sing. And put your hands up if you came night after night to make sure that they all sang in tune. Put your hand up if you shouted at the kids if they didn't do it right. Right. And put your hand out. Put your hand up if you're sang and said, thank goodness it's all over. So, Jackie, I think you deserve this one. Right. Now, the thing about it is, Jackie, I was told this was a team effort. Right. So you have to split that between all the teachers and all the boys and girls. Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Jackie. Okay. Give her a clap. I was just thinking, boys and girls, when I thought about this word gift, I wondered where it all started. You know, I thought to myself, well, it's all right talking about gifts, and we give gifts at Christmas, and we give gifts at Halloween, and we give gifts on our birthday, and any other time you think we can give gifts to?
When
it's Christmas, yes, that's... Whenever it's your birthday, that's right, yes, uh-huh.
Easter?
That'd be a good idea. What sort of gift would you give at Easter? An Easter egg, right? Have you still got any left?
No,
they're all eaten. Yes, yes. Yeah, when you leave school and all, you get gifts and you pass exams and things. Yes? New Year's Day. Or weddings or something like that there. And I thought of that, you know. I was just thinking about that and I was thinking about gifts. And I thought about the gift, you know. The gift. But then I thought, of the gift of what? Then I thought, the gift of... I wonder who else would give gifts. Yes? God gives gifts. The gift of God is... I wonder what sort of gift God gives. I want you to think about, boys and girls and moms and dads, the gifts that God has given us, and we read in His Word. Do we look around this lovely world that we have? Well, God gives us that gift, doesn't He? And yet there's so many people today, even maybe in this church this morning, and they haven't appreciated the lovely air that we breathe. They haven't appreciated the lovely flowers that grow. They haven't appreciated the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the friends and family that we have. And they don't appreciate that. Maybe boys and girls and moms and dads are here this morning and you take all these gifts for granted. But you know, there's one lovely gift that God has given to us. Because you see, the gift of God is... Here's a lovely gift here that God has given. Eternal life. I thought that's a lovely gift that God has given to us. How many bars are still left? There are two bars left, yes? So we've still two to give away, haven't we? Right, now who wants this one? Okay, I'll tell you, we're not going to have a competition. Right, and we're not going to give the next one to Jackie because she's already got one. I'll tell you what I'll do with this one. The first boy or girl to give me a silver coin, 20p piece, seven-sided coin, 1983 gets this one. Okay, if you've got that, come on. If you can give me that, you've got this gift. So come on. Anybody got a 20p piece, seven-sided silver coin, 1983 gets this one. Let me see this. Hold on a minute. 1983? Did you have that in your pocket?
Yeah.
I think you did. There you are. Okay, give him a big clap. Cost me 35p, so then you got it for 20. I think it's wonderful to get gifts, but I think the best gift of all is eternal life. And when I read my Bible, I find it's through our Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a wonderful gift, so it is. It's actually through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wonder does any boy and girl know exactly where we find this? Yes?
Is it
I think you're brilliant, so you are. I think we should give him a clap, because I think he is, yes. Right. I think it is. I think that's smart. Yes, the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says that the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's wonderful, isn't it? But there's something else special about that gift, this gift here, mums and dads. There's something very special, boys and girls. How many more bars have we to give out? One, right? Okay. Right, who wants this one? Hands out. Any adult want this one? No. You must be diabetic or something like that there. Right. Who wants this? Well, I'll tell you what. We're not gonna make you have a wee competition. We're not gonna make you earn it. We're not gonna make you buy it. Tell you what, you see, this one's absolutely free. So all you have to do is to come up the platform and take it. It's gone. Somebody's got it. Sorry, it's gone. Very sad, isn't it? Do you know I find that, mums and dads? Look, you see, this gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ is absolutely free. And do you know the big problem with it is that a whole lot of people want it, but not enough people are prepared to take it. You see, boys and girls, this gift can't be won. It's not a competition to get eternal life in Jesus Christ. It's not something you have to look at somebody else and say, well, I'm better than him, or if he's a Christian, I'm going to get to heaven before him. You see, the Bible tells me in Romans chapter 3, 23, it says this, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what that means? It simply means that we fall short of God's standard. So no matter what we do, no matter how good we are, we can never win this eternal life in Jesus Christ. You know something also? It can't be earned. So no matter how good you are, you will never earn this eternal life through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, 9 and 10, it says this, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us. And then you can jump away back to Ephesians 2, another verse in Ephesians as well, for it is by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. So moms and dads today, are you trying to win eternal life? You'll never do it. Are you trying to earn eternal life? No. You'll never be able to do it. Are you trying to buy it? Because a lot of people think that that's what you can do. You can actually buy eternal life by giving into the church or by giving to charities and things like that. No, you can't do that at all. You can't earn that at all. Why? You see, because Christ has already bought it. Christ has already bought it. It says here in Peter, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with the corruptible things, that word redeemed means bought back, with corruptible things such as silver and gold or money, but with the precious blood of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord Jesus Christ went and bought your salvation and mine on the cross of Calvary. You know what he paid with it? The precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the currency that he bought your salvation and mine. So you can't win it, you can't earn it, you can't buy it, you can't buy it at all. The thing about it is, mums and dads, boys and girls, it's absolutely free. You know, all you have to do is take it. Am I speaking to a boy and girl here today, or a mum and dad, and you go way back to your Sunday school days, and you've heard verses like this, the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, and you, all your life you've been trying to win it. All your life you've been trying to earn it. All your life you've been trying to buy it. And all along it's free. And do you know something? Do you know how many boys and girls wanted? There must have been 20 wanted that free bar, didn't it? But only one come up and actually took it. And do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is offering eternal life to you today. Mums, dads, grandparents, boys, girls. And he's saying to you, look, I give you eternal life. And all you have to do is take it. So boys and girls, mums and dads, are you going to take eternal life this morning through our Lord Jesus Christ? when you think about that. Thank you for listening.